Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is the show that we do between weekends that really covers the stuff that we didn't cover last weekend, which I was way under the weather, still fighting it a little bit this week, but at least I can talk. And next weekend show, which we've got a great one coming up this weekend, all new content that I can't wait to share with you. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monty McGrills. Check them out at montymcgrills.com. For my Around the House Northwest television show yesterday, we filmed putting together a beautiful Monty McGrill Omni series, M&S series 405, their smaller one, and it is still a big grill. Four burners, side sear burner, 60,000 BTUs of power, plus it's got its own lighted dials, it's got its own inside temperature sensor that gives me the exact temperature inside built in to the display that I can see in the sunshine, temperature probe, all those things going. And it's got another side table on it, glass on the door so I can see what's cooking. I can see the temperature. It is absolutely beautiful. I got the accessory griddle that goes in there so I can cook breakfast or some smash burgers and everything else. That thing is gorgeous, and it's under $1,000 out there, which means you can have all those high-end features. It's super cool. Check them out at montymcgrills.com. I love that thing. Since I'm going to be putting my house up for sale, that is going to be my new barbecue grill here until I get the next house over at my girlfriend's place. We needed to upgrade hers because I'm putting my big house up, not big house up for sale, but my house up for sale with the big outdoor kitchen. So that's going to be going on the market here this summer. So I needed to get something that was going to be solid. And I tell you what, if you're thinking about something for dear old dad for Father's Day, or you just need a new barbecue grill, check them out at montymcgrills.com. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I saw here that my buddy Pete Ferryman here locally in the Portland area has been running a special, just a whole series on suicide prevention in the construction industry. And I saw something that is really cool, and it's something that they've been really chasing down here in Oregon. And I like it because here right now, professionally, construction suicides are number two outside of people working in the coal and oil rig stuff. So that is how high this is. And there is a cool new group, and you can find out more information. Head over to suicide-stops-here.org. And they have the Construction Suicide Prevention Partnership, a program, Lines of Life. And this is so cool. And this is something that I really want to support. I'm going to work on getting these guys on the show because it's a big deal. Because we've got this staggering rate of suicide deaths among construction industry workers, and the Lions for Life, a statewide nonprofit dedicated to substance abuse and suicide prevention here in Oregon, partner with the construction industry to form this construction suicide prevention project. And so this represents large and small construction companies, subcontractors, building trades, unions, safety specialists, OSHA, safe and healthcare partners. And so they've been changing the job site culture here to be able to help people. That is the one thing about us guys in the construction industry. And I think the problem is that we have transferred this culture over to the wonderful women that are working just as hard as the guys out there in this same industry. And it's a tough guy thing. And the women have to be twice as tough because they got to show that they're tougher. And this is a death spiral for so many people out there. They can't talk to their buddy, their friend, their coworker, rub some dirt on it, get back to it. And I think this is going to be a step of changing the culture of people. And I'm not saying that, oh, I got a hangnail, I'm calling in sick to work. What I'm saying is when somebody is struggling, they're going to be able to maybe have an easier conversation to be able to do stuff with that. And so it's been really interesting. Their focus here is to really help people out. And their purpose that they put out, or their anthem, it says, our purpose is to prevent suicide. We know that many people from all walks of life think about suicide. But when we know that for every person who dies by suicide, there are 280 people who think seriously about it, but don't act on it. Folks who find a way forward, who see hope, who say not today. Those who have found that is very important. Bury deep one last ounce of resilience and possibility. This is a space where our hope lives. This is our moment, our most important action to create a space for life, to pour light into a new path. Let's restore belief, refocus what is, recover a flame of self-worth that warms a fragile existence. Together, let's prepare tomorrow that welcomes a fellow human being to arrive as perfect as they are. I love this. This is a great thing. And there are so many people in Oregon that I want to give credit to on this. This is such a great idea. We should be doing this across the country. Acme Construction Supply, Aggregate Resource Industries, you get down. There are dozens of companies that are playing in here. Benson Industries, I'm just going to go down the list of people that I know out there. Asphalt Pavement Association of Oregon, Donald B. Murphy Contractors. We go down Hoffman Construction, Howard S. Wright Construction, Independent Electrical Contractors of Oregon. It's just awesome to see. Lakeside Industries. All these different, Portland Northwest Carpenters Institute, OSHA Safety Climate Lab. Anyway, this is all stuff that is super cool. And I love that they're doing this. This is a huge thing. And I think that this could change the industry and help a lot of people out. If you need help out there, take a look at this. suicide-stops-here.org for all of our friends out there. I'm going to get these guys on the show one of these days. I'm going to reach out to them today to see what we can do. I love that they're really trying to get a shop talk going, talking about impacts of drug abuse, opioid addiction, mental health, and really even talking about people that are overusing alcohol out there. These are all things that can really hurt and really help if people deal with it. So I really like this. This is a great program that they've started up here. It's a great start. So see, if you're in the construction trades out there, start asking about what's going on in your state. I'll put the name of this down in the show notes here on the podcast and the link there so you can find it on your favorite podcast player. But this is something super cool that I see out there and I'm like, wow, all right, this is a big deal. This is a really, and another one that I've got that I want to give some really good credit to out there this week for a happy birthday. And again, this is something local, but if you've got a program that you want to highlight, send a message to me over at aroundthehouseonline.com. I'd love to highlight these people doing it out there and doing what they can. And this is just so cool. So my buddy Chris Higginbotham here in Forest Grove, and he runs the Viking House program. So what this does is they have construction tech classes at the high school. And every year they build a new house with these students. Now, this is the 50th year of this program. They've been doing this since 1975. It's a single family house project built by advanced construction students at Forest Grove High School here in Oregon. These young builders perform all the major carpentry tasks from building cabinets to the house to getting it done. It's completed every year. It's sold and it's self-funded using profits from the previous sales of that home. It is so awesome. And I really love these guys of what they're doing. Happy 50th birthday to those people out there at Forest Grove High School. Chris and all the people before him that have done such an amazing program out there. They have so many good industry partners out there, from Par Lumber to Rada Paint to CertainTeed. I have had them on the show before. I love talking to them. They do so much fun stuff out there, and I just love it. I just absolutely love it. We did a whole thing here back in 2016 on my radio show here with that. And I tell you what, it is so cool to have some fun with that. So big thanks to the Viking House crew out there at Forest Grove, getting kids through the construction projects so they could learn how to do the trades and have a great job coming out of high school. And they can continue that career in anything home related. We got a great show coming up this weekend. Boy, I can't wait to share that with you. You'll see that on Thursday night or Friday morning here. We'll talk about that, but it's going to be a great one. If you want to find out more about us here, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. And we'll have a brand new episode next week. We're running a best of episode for the TV show this weekend because it was a holiday week. And we're trying to get ahead for, I'll let the secret out, our last four episodes of Around the House Northwest on Fox 12 Plus. Changes coming ahead. I'm so excited for. There's going to be some new stuff happening that we're in the middle of working out those details now. So can't wait for the next chapter in television. That'll be coming up soon. If you want to find out more, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Have a great rest of the week out there, people. Happy summer. Happy post Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something. And you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.